Welcome to the Pain-Free Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Dana Jones. I am a certified personal trainer, and I'm here to help you achieve your fitness goals without pain. In each episode, I'll share tips and strategies that will help you stay safe and pain-free while you're working out. I'll also interview experts in the field of fitness and pain management. So if you're ready to learn how to stay active and pain-free, then subscribe to the Pain-Free Athlete Podcast today. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Pain-Free Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Dana Jones. So I thought this week I would spend a little time talking about my trip to Disneyland. I have never gone to Disneyland, and I'm almost 55 years old. And I know that is a sin, since I've been a resident of California for nearly 30 years. But I just always wanted to avoid it, because I was never really a fan of amusement parks and, you know, I don't know. There's a challenging history of the founder that I always was kind of stuck to and didn't want to mess with. And but he's, as I've been reminded, he's long dead, and a lot of the ideas behind Disney have changed, and they're no longer the archaic beliefs that the founder once had. So if you're someone who may be slightly offended by this because you're a Disney person, I'm sorry in advance. I guess that's my disclaimer, right? My, you know, trigger warning. If you're somebody who's a Disney person, you may be slightly insulted by what I may have to say. Anyway, so I've always avoided amusement parks because, you know, as typical of a TMS personality, I'm very anxious, and amusement parks bring out everything about an anxious person, right? You know, there's tons of people, there's tons of things that are out of control, there's things moving. So if you're somebody like me who gets motion sickness by just looking at the carousel, it's definitely not a place you want to go to. So there's just, you know, a bunch of different things. But I have finally relented, and I went to Disneyland this past week, and I just figured, you know, I had a couple of good, I guess, revelations and some advice that I wanted to share with you, because why not? You know, as an athlete, it's always interesting to see how these things kind of evolve. Anyway, so I've heard rumors about the amount of walking. And I've seen friends, and, you know, they're like, oh, I did, you know, 25,000 steps and all this other stuff. And I think that in reality, I was not really prepared for the amount of walking that I was doing. Now, I have done one half Ironman, you know, which really requires a lot of, you know, foot time, right? Being on your feet for all the things that you're doing, you know, and physical discomfort. And the 7 miles a day that I spent walking at Disney, which was not a lot, but I'm also not chasing little people. So that has a lot to do with it too, because I noticed that my girlfriends, the ones that walk more, are the ones who have little ones that they're probably running after. Anyway, that 7 miles hurt. It hurt more than anything I've done, you know, half marathon that I've run. You know, I haven't done a lot of half marathons, but anything that I've done where I've been on my feet, that 7 miles was definitely something that was no joke, for sure. And I think at the end of day two, I thought my feet were on fire, or at least it felt like that. So that's something that I was not prepared for. So just, you know, and I think the issue, or at least what I've deduced, is that it's not necessarily the walking the 7 miles, because I'm sure if I just went out and walked 7 miles, it probably would hurt, but not to the level that it hurt during this time. But it's also the standing and the waiting. And I noticed, you know, the calves get tight and things like that. So it definitely requires a certain amount of physical effort. Then there's the navigating the park, and, you know, there's an app, and the app has, you know, where you are and where you're going, and it's confusing, and sometimes possibly having a printed map would have been a lot more beneficial, but I've also This is a bad thing. So in the, you could drop me in the middle of the city. I have been lost in San Francisco. I have been lost in New York City. I have found my way out without any issue. You give me a map and ask me to navigate my way out, I can't do it. I don't know what it is about it. It's just a funky, you know, thing in my brain that just doesn't allow me to read properly or whatever. And I just, you know, so I was like, well, I'm just going to keep walking. And I think I recognize this. But even after 3 days of wandering around the park, I still didn't have any idea where I was going. So it was pretty entertaining to just kind of depend on other people and going, okay, I'll meet you there. And then actually using your phone and saying, you know, the find my friends option and like hunting people down. So that was, you know, so, you know, it was pretty entertaining. Food. So I've heard a lot about Disney food being amazing. You know, I mean, I think that sometimes when you're really hungry, things taste a lot better than they possibly are. I'm not 100% sure, but the food portions were insane. And now I've learned that, you know, it's always best to probably ask for a child size portion or the kids meal or whatever, because of the fact that they probably give you what a normal portion would be for an adult. But the food portions were nuts. And, you know, I went to one place and they had pasta, and I watched the woman spoon out the pasta, and I thought I would eat that much pasta over probably 3 days. And so she gave it to me, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to eat this. So there was some conversation, internal conversation about, you know, the whole cleaning the plate thing, which was not going to happen. And then there's the weirdness around, oh shit, I have to throw this out, and feeling bad about throwing out food and, you know, just dealing with that and wondering like how much waste, because I'm one person, and, you know, if they have thousands and thousands of people rolling through this park, you know, I can't be the only person throwing out food. So that was kind of nutty. You know, and it was a little challenging, and it was kind of funny because I think it was the second to last night we were there. We went to Cafe Orleans, and I just couldn't do a deep fried Monte Cristo sandwich. It just wasn't happening. And so I ordered a risotto. And I thought, okay, well, you know, at least that's within the realm of staying healthy. And it was vegan. And the waiter was like, do you see the flower, you know, the little plant next to the name? And I said, yes. And he's like, so that means it's vegan. And I said, yes, I'm aware. And then he said, the risotto is farro. And I said, okay. And he said, so it's not going to taste like regular risotto. And I was like, yeah, I'm aware. And he kind of looked at me like he wasn't really sure. And what I realized is that they don't deal, and they probably deal with people that come from outside of California who aren't vegan. Or, I mean, I'm not vegan, but I'm aware of what it looks like on a menu, and I'm aware of what a lot of things taste like. So it was definitely kind of funny that he was just like, I need to be sure that you understand what you're buying. And, you know, like, I'm okay. And it was good. It was actually pretty good. And, of course, I didn't finish it because it was probably one of the more manageable servings. It was probably, like, close to normal, which I appreciate, because then, you know, I still didn't finish it. But at least I wasn't worried about, you know, throwing away a tremendous amount of food. So, anyway, you know, going back to you know, the self-care, shall we say. And there's a couple of different aspects of this, right? So one is like managing discomfort. And one of the things that I realized was that the discomfort that I was feeling in my feet, and then eventually your knees and your hips and your back and all that other stuff, like I haven't felt like that since basic training. And one of the particular areas of basic training where this occurred was, you know, toward the end of basic training, and I don't know if they still do this, but they used to have you do a 15-mile road march, and you'd be in boots. And, you know, by the end of 15 miles, you were totally toast. Your legs were killing you. Everything was killing you. And then I was like, I think that was the last time I experienced that kind of discomfort. And you get wonky. You know, you get a little crazy, right? You start thinking, oh no, you know, like, somebody says, you know, do you want a glass of water? Do you want a glass of soda? And you're like, I don't know. You know, like your mental aspect kind of flies out the window when you're so, when you're, you know, in physical discomfort. And it's been a long time since I've been in that kind of physical discomfort. And I think I managed it well. I mean, you'll have to talk to my family and see how I did. But I didn't get any reports about me being really crappy or cranky or those kinds of things. But I did, you know, put a halt to a couple of things where I was like, you know, I think I'm done. And, you know, especially the second night, I got to a point where I said, you know, I needed to advocate for myself. I said, you know, I could go ahead and walk across this park and do, you know, whatever everybody wants to do, or I can, you know, save whatever energy I have to make it to the hotel, because of course we didn't stay. Not of course, but we didn't stay on the Disneyland property. We stayed off property, which meant it was a mile walk at least. So that was one thing. And I was kind of proud of myself because of the fact that, you know, sometimes when you're a TMS personality, you're a people pleaser and you want to do things for the ease of your mental state. And the fact that I was able to say, like, no, I really would like to, you know, rest or go back and take care of myself. I was kind of impressed that I did that and I advocated for myself, because that was kind of surprising. I love the new me, right? Where we're going. The other aspect of it is really like dealing with lots of people and lots of different levels of excitement, right? You have little kids that are running around and, you know, so excited. You have a couple that are kind of melting down. You're watching a lot of different personalities in play in terms of how parents deal with their breaking down children. And also, you know, where you're going for rides, how you're doing, you know, that kind of thing. And it's, you know, it's a psychological study for sure when you're just like, just sitting back and you're observing all these things. And the other end of it is like, you know, there's a need for a bubble, just to make sure that you stay in a positive mindset and that the things that you're observing are just observing, right? And you're not absorbing, right? Observing versus absorbing. And that's important. And I was able to pretty much do that. You know, I watched a few things kind of go on and I was like, ooh, you know, kind of glad that my kids aren't, you know, 3 and 4 and or need to do that, or, you know, and it was okay. So that was definitely something where I was like, okay, but, you know, if you don't know about it, it surprises you. And the thing is, you know, we arrived on Thursday and it was manageable. Like behaviors and the amount of people, you know, was not tremendous, but then it almost got to like a fevered pitch, you know. So Friday night it picked up and you can feel like the excitement kind of build where there's a lot more people. And then Saturday was like wall to wall people. And there were times where I went like, holy crap, you know, I'm going to get knocked over or whatever, because there's just so many people trying to get to different places. And, you know, it's very interesting watching the evolution of, you know, the weekend, I guess, would be the easiest thing, or what you would call it. So what did I learn? Waiting in line sucks. If you are somebody who's anxious, it really sucks, because of the fact that if you're having like kind of, you know, iffy feelings about getting on a ride, the longer that you're sitting and you're waiting, kind of freaks you out a little. You have a lot of time to kind of screw with your own head. So if you have the ability and you have the money, you know, the lightning lane is the way to go, because then you just show up and then your ass is on the ride and then you're gone. And before you even have a thought of like, maybe this wasn't the best idea, you're already done with it. That's for sure. Because like I tried to go on the Ferris wheel. And they have two different Ferris wheels. They have one that moves and one doesn't. And the one that doesn't still moves. And I was standing there and we were waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, I was just like, no, I'm not going on it. You know, I didn't want to go on it. The other thing to do, you know, another lesson or whatever, is start walking. You know, walk on concrete, you know, prepare your feet, because it is, if you want to have a good time, you know, if you're paying this much money and you're doing this, you really want to make sure that your feet aren't destroyed and at least start walking around and getting used to it. And, you know, just, I would treat it like an event right? Disney is a marathon, not a sprint. And so there's a lot of, you know, feet time that's going to happen. So you want to make sure that you have a good time too, because you don't want to be in that situation. Possibly, you know, always a good thing to be well-rested, well-hydrated, because, you know, like I said, fatigue makes the simplest tasks seem absolutely unreasonable. And so you want to put yourself in a good situation and, you know, just take care of it. I have a girlfriend of mine who says that she goes with her family and she and her husband have a plan, and they literally will go in the morning. They'll do all the rides or whatever. They tap out at 12. They go home or go back to the hotel, like have lunch or, you know, put the kids down, have a nap or do whatever, and then show up later in the afternoon. So they break the day up. And that's, I think that's reasonable. I think, you know, obviously you're going to have to figure out what it works for you, for your family or whatever. But the whole idea of staying the whole time and torturing yourself or realizing like you're not going back to your hotel, like, you know, you're not going to win any awards for, you know, doing too much. And, you know, but it's, I'll tell you, it's something like, you know, when you see, like, overall, right, I enjoyed my trip. This was a good trip. It was fun. It was, you know, and I think it was because I've been taking care of myself and because I've set, you know, these standards for myself. And I appreciate that. I think 5 years ago, it would have been a nightmare for me to go from the plane flight down there to, you know, the whole thing. And I have to give a shout out to our friends at HypnoBox, because I did use the app before the flight and I had a flawless flight. And I am really super excited about that. So, yeah, if you haven't tried the app, that is something that you need to work on. But anyway, I guess my point is that it was a good trip. Having knowledge, you know, asking friends that went before is always a good thing. And, you know, going in with the right attitude definitely helps. So, all in all, I had a good time. I know there's going to be some people who are super shocked that I did it and I went, because I was like, I'm never going there, you know, because Walt Disney's, you know, racist and all those things. You know, but things change, times change. And I will tell you, it was like an LGBTQ plus parade down there, like, especially when you hit to Saturday. Like, it was kind of fun just seeing all the different types of people that were purely comfortable being there and enjoying the space. So, again, just, you know, do what you need to do to take care of yourself. I'm happy with the results because, again, you know, no complaints. Even as much as the physical discomfort, it wasn't a chronic pain situation. I didn't feel like I was doomed or any of that other stuff. So I think I'm heading in the right direction with my work on myself. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to rate and review, and I will catch you next time.